have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Health insurance reform is the law of the land. All across the land.
Is that what happened? He got Obama.
I don't have to worry. I'm in such a good mood today, Robert.
You're a happy boy, Super Don.
I'm loving it, man. Did you hear what she said?
What?
I don't have to worry about putting gas in my car anymore.
You know, that always did suck, having to worry about gas in the car. And what is there a provision in Obamacare for gas in the car that I don't know about?
Well, that's what she just said. And not only that, I don't have to pay rent anymore or mortgage. He's going to pay my mortgage. It's a great day.
Come on. That was actually real sad audio footage. Can we call it that? From years ago. That was like not when Obamacare passed, but that was when Obama got elected, right? There was the euphoria happening.
Oh, is that what that? Well,
I think that.
But
no?
No. That's Obama. Isn't that what Obamacare does?
Well, maybe I'm mistaken here. I didn't see the provision that it would cover your mortgage, your rent, and your gas in the car.
I don't know. I'm not even going to mow the lawn. I think the lawn's going to get mowed today, too.
There's a lot of pages in the bill. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi was right. We'd have to pass it to find out what was in it. And we're still trying to figure out what's in it. There are some things in there, some really strange provisions, but I haven't seen the fill your car up with gas provision just yet. Even though
I don't know.
The impression that it was going to be free, right? I think there were references to free health care that have been removed from the Obamacare website. You know, I hesitate to go further into Obamacare today because obviously this is the day it kicks into gear. People are going to want to know what's going on. We're just not under the illusion here that the government could actually do anything right when it comes to health care. Because, listen, they have already sanctioned a form of medicine that is the number three, if not two or one, leading cause of death. It doesn't, at least in my mind and my level of intelligence and ability to question, instill a lot of confidence that if we just, now that it's mandatory and now that everybody has to participate, or do they, that suddenly it'll be good. Suddenly now it's good. All is good and gas in your car kind of stuff. When people are going to be cut down from 40 hours to 30 hours or less. And, you know, I don't even need to go into those arguments because it's dancing around not the heart of the issue, which is what? The freedom to heal. The freedom to access the healer of your choice. The freedom to pay that healer what he or she is worth or what you can afford based on their ability to help you and work with you. And there are plenty of times, and I can only use myself and others that I know firsthand as living examples of this, that when people are in genuine need and they're not here to abuse you, that, you know, if you have the ability to help someone, you will. Whatever way you can. And there's nothing about this that is acknowledged by those on the left that seemingly care about the poor people because they hold up the Republican view of a free market as the reason why we had to do Obamacare and the reason why there is so much failure in health care. And I'm telling you that if you listen to me, you understand that I'm not a rah-rah cheerleader for the Republican plan, not that they really have one. Because when they use the word capitalism and free market, they really, with rare exception, know what they're even saying, much less the definition of the words that they're using. My ability to help someone is not dependent upon whether the government grants me license or sanctions me or not. In fact, what we see is the prohibition on the ability to help folks. Now, how many times, Super Don, have we covered stories where the government says, you can't feed poor people without permission, and you're going to have to spend, you know, X number of thousands of dollars to be licensed to be able to help poor people? Because Robert, Lord knows, you know what they think of us. We're going to poison the poor people. So that's why they want... Never mind that government is sanctioning poisonous food, and guess who's eating it? The poor people!
Damn, dude. What? I wasn't such a good...
What? Am I a killjoy? Am I the buzzkill? Give me some, yeah, give me some celebration music. I'm a buzzkill.
The heck
here.
With you, man. Happy Obamacare Day. Come on. You just
how, okay,
my
forget
bubble.
It.
What's
I give up. Happy Obamacare, everybody.
Free gas.
Right.
Yay!
Bring out the bunting. Throw the streamers. Oh, take your drugs. It. Get
no,
your shots.
Listen.
No, what?
We are obviously mocking today because, you know, today is Obamacare Day. The exchanges have opened.
I know, I was being a bit serious.
Yeah, whatever. Geez.
Do we have any kind of like perspective on what the people expect? You know, how they perceive what's going on here? I mean, am I out of touch that the American people are really just going, yay, just like you opened the show with music,
yeah, well,
it's celebration
actually,
time?
Yeah. We do. Actually, I was watching CNN this morning, and there's a poll out that really kind of just explains it all. This is on CNN talking about the latest poll that came out. Listen to this.
From the new CNN ORC poll out this morning shows that only 17% of Americans believe their family will benefit. Better than 70% say it will help other families or nobody.
Whoa, 17% would benefit? This is clearly a problem of public relations, right? Remember all the contests we covered? We just got, you know, our problem is not Obama. It's that people just aren't getting the right message because we know how... The Republicans dominate and control the mainstream media, so that's why the Democrats that believe in this nonsense can't get their message to the people. Is that really...
Obama even had, if you remember, he had this Star Search thing going on where, you know, create your own video and we'll give you $30,000 in prizes, and they tapped Bill Clinton to come out and say, oh, you know, I feel your pain and stuff. Mm-hmm. Over 70% of American people polled think that it will benefit maybe somebody else, but not them.
Not them. 70%. 7 out of 10. This is more than a PR problem. I think it's an insurmountable problem. And the question is, will this be enough to initiate what I call the slave revolt? Right? The point of how high do you have to turn up the heat on the people of America for them to go, screw this. This is a step too far, a bridge too far, whatever you want to call it. You've now violated my right to what? The very thing that they're saying they're going to provide for you, health care.
Right.
And I believe, is health care a right? Not in the sense that you can get it for free, because that means you can hold a gun to somebody who provides health care to you and demand that they give it to you at no cost. Or you have the gun to your neighbor's head that you think might be helped, but not you, by Obamacare, and your gun to them and say, well, they have to pay for what you perceive to be health care. Yep. But remember, this is probably one of the only shows in mainstream media, if we can call it mainstream, obviously it's new media in reality, that has argued that both sides have no clue about what real health care is, much less how to integrate it into the rest of the culture without interference. Without. Of course, they're all about intervention, as you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and another thing I guess that we really need to touch on here that we've touched on pretty much already leading up to this, but you know what happened last night?
I've heard like something like closed, like there was a drive-through that closed a little early. Yep, last night. It's not open today.
Yeah. Denny's, which is usually 24 hours,
right.
closed last night for some strange reason. Yeah, we've had a government shutdown, which it made me chuckle this morning because I was checking out Fox News and they had a banner at the top talking about how Obama was going to come to talk about the government slim down.
Oh, well, you know, it's slim fast, it's weight loss, it's you know, this is how we're going to sell Obamacare, this is how we're selling the government shutdown. It's not really a shutdown, it's a slim down. And what we're going to do is tighten the belts around national monuments, we're going to tighten the belts around national parks, not let people in.
Pretty much.
Even though technically it's the people's land, if you, well, I mean, let's get beyond the corporate control of the United States, which is a corporation that doesn't have much to do with the de jure. These United States referenced in the original, let's say original Constitution, the one that was ultimately ratified.
Right. Listen, I got to tell you, Fox News did a grand job. I can't take credit for this montage, but they actually put together a pretty good montage of all of the talking heads, one of which, towards the end there is Rand Paul. This is a montage of all the last minute bickering back and forth between the members of Congress.
Let's give a listen. Am I just not hearing it?
Fox News, government shutdown montage.
Cue the montage.
Okay, I'll be John Boehner. You be Harry Reid. Ready?
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to play it out. Nathan, have we lost you? Has he been beamed up onto the Starship Obamacare and abandoned his post at the...
How about this? Plan B.
Yeah.
Majority Leader Harry...
Oh, my goodness. I think I hear something.
House of Representatives and the American people, go jump in the lake. He said, I'm not willing to compromise. I'm not willing to even talk.
We are not going to be bullied.
The Democrats here in the Senate and the President actually are sort of anxious to have a shutdown.
What courage does it take for a Tea Party Republican to shut down the federal government at the expense of someone else's job? That's not courage. That's cowardice.
We've been met with this attitude of no negotiation, don't want to sit down, don't want to talk about this. It's my way or the highway.
Stop playing these child's games.
They don't believe in government. What's a good way to really hurt government? Shut it down.
All the Senate has to do is say yes, and the government's funded tomorrow.
It's the president who's refusing to come to the negotiating table.
One faction of one party doesn't get to shut down the entire government just to refight the results of an election.
There you go.
All right. Well, your question, should you choose to answer it, call me, 866-939-2355. What do you think? Obamacare, government shutdown. We've got, Julie Matthews from Nourishing Hope coming on board. She's got a couple of events in Florida I want to let you know about. Nourishing Hope, it relates to autism, vaccine damage as well. And next hour, Sally L. Cordy is going to join us. I was on her show earlier. We're going to talk about banning vaccines. Can it be done? Ultimately, we know what's going to happen. But afterwards, we're going to help all of you that are damaged. We'll be right back.
Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, we're back. Robert Scott Bell Show live Monday through Friday on naturalnewsradio.com. And remember to sign up for email alerts on my site and Natural News. If you're not getting your news from Natural News, you're likely getting pharmaceutical propaganda. But not here, not now, not ever. Also, thanks to GCN, syndicating it all over and rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 in Australia. Right now, we're going to a friend of the program. She's been on before, and she's on again because she's touring, and she's going to be touring Florida. So all of my Florida listeners, you got to want to pay attention to this. Her name, Julie Matthews, and she's from Nourishing Hope. She's written a book by the same name. And we're going to be talking about the vaccine damage and that within the autism spectrum that corrupts the ability to interact with the world appropriately, and a lot of the damage occurring in the digestive system, which impacts, obviously, ability to assimilate and eliminate, as well as immunity, immune function. And nothing that I know of in Obamacare would actually help in this regard. But the things she's doing, she's not waiting around for somebody to save everybody. She's going out there and doing it, and we appreciate her. Julie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, so you're on tour, you know, with Nourishing Hope. You're actually getting out there and teaching folks, and this is so very important because I think about all the families that have been impacted by children who are damaged by vaccines and medicines and other environmental toxins to the point where they can't function neurologically, much less from a digestive and immune perspective. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know here that our medicine is food or food is medicine, but our culture has lost that, so the parents are just scrambling. What do I do? How do I help my kids?
This is very true. Most people don't really realize the true state of nutrient deficiency that most people are in. So when we look and compare ourselves to our peers or our friends of our children and things, we think everything is normal, but we don't realize how there are some pretty significant deficiencies today, and there are some really There are so many toxins in from being bombarded in so many places that it's changing people's epigenetics and their expression of genes. It's making it more difficult for them to handle these toxins coming in. And then, of course, what I like to focus on is, well, what do we know that's underlying these conditions like autism, and how can we choose foods and supplements that can be supportive and avoid the ones that can really, really cause some problems that people just don't know about?
Well, and what you've said is very simple. It's not like it's rocket science and complexity. Yet, you're out there talking to parents all the time that are in absolute states of confusion and desperation. Now, I know it's partly born out of the tragedy and disaster that is the damage that has occurred to their children. But are you able to get past the trauma to relate these simple concepts and recognizing that there is some bioindividuality, that one diet is not a fits everybody kind of perspective?
Exactly. Well, you know, if somebody is searching for answers, unsatisfied with the fact that there aren't that many answers out there, and they go looking with a bit of an open mind and a bent towards understanding the science, then it's amazing, and parents really get it, and they find answers they didn't know about before. But as you can imagine, it is a little tricky because the mainstream doesn't understand the biochemistry underlying it, and they don't understand how foods would have an impact, so they kind of fluff the whole thing off if they're not willing to look at it more deeply.
Right, but are you seeing more receptivity or less as time goes on? Because we're definitely seeing the numbers increase as far as the kids that are impacted, because not everybody's getting the message. They don't all listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show yet or read natural news and things. So there's still a lot of kids being subjected to these medical interventions like vaccination that are not what they're being sold to be. And so more damage is occurring, and it's getting more severe, the weakening of each successive generation, very real, to the point where we need to go even beyond the food issue. But from the standpoint of the food issue, that's a huge starting point for rebuilding.
Right, right. So, yes, I mean, I think to answer your question, people are getting more receptive. You know, parents aren't, they're not going to accept there's nothing you can do, put your child in an institution. That does not work for them. They're not going to accept that as an answer, most of them. So they are. They're looking for answers. They're receptive to information. They're finding groups online. They're finding parents that have made a difference. And they're opening up to learning more about how this can help them. And like you said, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things around causes and all of that. But I try not to personally, I mean, there's people fighting that fight, and it's important to understand those pieces. Of course, we want to, you know, have as few kids that we have to recover and help as possible. But the nice thing to know is that instead of sitting around fighting by what caused it, let's just look at, well, how do we rebuild it? How do we look at the fact that their digestion is often affected, their immune system, their detoxification.
Right.
And how can we choose foods? I mean, most people don't know that wheat and
dairy. I know.
And
that's why we got you on today.
Yeah.
Julie Matthews, my guest this hour. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the many nuances that might help, in fact, will help, if you have children, even if they're not in the autism spectrum, ADHD, things like that. She's in Florida. We'll tell you where so you can partake and participate. Also, we've got more on vaccines than ever before. Next hour, you'll have to stick around for it all.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello.
I love that hello. I can't help myself.
Hello.
Hey, you know, hey, Super Don, some people are not so happy that you said Happy Obamacare Day on my Facebook page.
What?
Yeah, no, Elizabeth, not pleased. She says, we've been notified that our health insurance company, that our major medical policy will increase by 62%. Not
Ouch.
Pleased.
Thank you, Obamacare. Ouch. Again, saving us all. Well, listen, someone who is saving folks, literally and legitimately, Julie Matthews from Nourishing Hope, and she's going to be in Florida. We'll tell you where. Stand by for that. But helping those that have been damaged by vaccines in the medical community, however, environmentally, to recover through nutrition, through diet. And she's great. We love her. And Julie, we're glad you're on board. We're going to go into a little more depth this segment with you on some of these options, things you're encountering, that you're interacting with these families, as I said, in many cases in desperate straits, don't know where to turn. Modern medicine has chewed them up and spit out their children. Mm. And now they got to figure out how do we get our children back?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really it's very important, and I'm glad we're going to talk about it today, because a lot of people don't realize. So maybe we can piece apart a little bit, because a lot of times what I hear is, oh, well, there's no science to support this stuff. So maybe we should start with a little of the science, so that and then explain how this works. Can we take maybe a minute to do that?
Let me think. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for it. Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, and I've spent 12 years looking into the biochemistry that underlies what's going on for these children and these families, and there's definitely different aspects. There's digestion, there's immune function, and immune function handles both inflammation and virus fighting and detoxification, and everybody has a different functioning. Not everybody has a problem with digestion or the different parts, but what we do know is that based on a series of probably certain genetic predispositions and then environmental assaults, these children get injured. And when their systems aren't working well, they react in a very different way than we do. So, for example, most of us, we can handle artificial additives. Yeah, they're not good for us. Yeah, our liver has to detoxify them. But we don't have a meltdown. But for kids, they can get violent, aggressive, irritable, anxious, all sorts of very significant things. It can trigger asthma reactions and all sorts of things, because these toxins are something that their body can't handle. And so that's one thing, is just removing all of that artificial junk from their world. And kids' foods, let's face it, a lot of kids eat nothing but junk food and candy and artificially colored cereals and all that stuff. And parents don't realize something that simple actually is playing a profound effect on their brain chemistry. So that's a really simple one. And there are studies in The Lancet showing that neurotypical kids have hyperactivity. So this one has lots of really good science supporting it.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, it's shocking for some to hear, because they've been programmed to believe food out of a box is the same thing as food grown from the ground.
Sure.
And it's a radical departure. And I know, because I was of the generation that began to be fed this way as a normal staple, as opposed to an unusual treat once in a while.
Yep. People, you know, we in the past it was, a calorie is a calorie, but a calorie is not a calorie. And we need to look at the additives and other things our body might get burdened with. Not to mention that every chemical and molecule of sugar is one less molecule of nutrient that's getting in. So that's one aspect, is just cleaning up the diet and just getting out the artificial stuff. There's kids with hyperactivity and ADHD. I've seen some pretty profound changes just by getting the artificial junk out. But then people, on top of that, people also don't realize that wheat and dairy, if you don't break them down with good digestion, and since we know that digestion is inhibited for a lot of kids with autism spectrum, they can actually form opiate compounds. So imagine an opioid like morphine or heroin, very, very addictive, and they have very significant effects on foggy thinking and the ability to form words and speak and things that I have heard from parents. I'll just give you a few examples. One dad, he took gluten and dairy out of his child's diet, and in 3 days he had his first back and forth conversation with his son. Another mom told me that her child looked at her for the first time and engaged, that there was actually family around him just by changing those foods in the diet. I've had clients that have gone from no language to 200 words on a few months on the diet. So you can imagine, if you were literally on opiates all day, you would have a trouble with not only your physical health, but also your cognitive functioning. So two of the big interventions that parents often have good success with is getting out that wheat and dairy.
I often wonder if we didn't have the ability, well, let's just say, those folks in Washington, D.C. that are basically intervening in all of our lives, or they're attempting to in major and bigger and bigger ways, if they were eating a better diet, if they were detoxifying, if they were having regular bowel movements, they'd probably be less inclined to mess up what we're trying to do. And again, restoring health, healing, integrity to kids, much less adults and our elders, without their interference, without their mandates, which are all pharmaceutical. So we know the options for healing are varied and many, but we also know very few of them are actually endorsed, supported, much less covered under Obamacare and even the previous forms of semi-private insurance that preceded it.
Well, it is interesting when I talk to a lot of doctors. They always do the line of, oh, well, there is no science. But I could find you, oh, boy, 5 studies on the opioids in the urine of children with autism. I can find a reduction in autistic symptoms from using a gluten-free and dairy-free diet. I could probably come to mind 10 studies all painting this picture that some of them have a problem with this. And here's the problem. You can take any condition, whether it's heart disease or cancer. It is not the same cause for every single person, and the same
right.
remedy or diet or treatment or is not going to work for 100% of people. So to try to pretend like, well, this doesn't work because it doesn't help 100% of everybody is just completely flawed science. I mean, that's not how the human bio-individual, framework works. And the message I'm trying to get out is, even if you have tried diet or if you've tried certain things, don't give up looking at how nourishing your child and how these other food additives and compounds can be causing some really significant problems, because there is plenty of science out there. And it's if you're looking for it, you can find it. So that's really what I'm trying to share with parents. I'll give you another example. People often think, well, my child doesn't like vegetables, but they love fruit, so I'm going to give them lots of fruit. They're such a good eater. They eat raspberries and strawberries and grapes and almonds and spices and things. And you know what? Those are all filled with salicylates. And they have done studies that children with autism have a reduction in this capacity to process these things. So for you and I, they would be very rich in antioxidants and wonderful. But for kids, they can actually create irritability, sleeping problems, aggression, hyperactivity, all sorts of things. And the mom is thinking, what am I doing wrong? I just made their diet more healthy, and now they're bouncing off the walls. So that's part of my message, is there's a lot of different nutritional approaches, but let's look at the science, because there's tons of science out there. Let's look at what we understand is underlying it, and let's figure out what nutrients we need to add, what food compounds might be a problem, what foods can be healing, and let's do what's the most fundamental for a parent, which is nourishing and feeding our children. We have to go back to realizing that this is in our hands. We are the ones that nourish and figure out what foods are best for our child. And so I'm trying to help educate parents, and that's why I'm going on this trip to Florida this weekend, is to help give them the tools that they can start to be the leader in their child's health care team and help to guide their doctors and their choices and the foods that they choose.
Well, I am encouraging my friends and family members, all of you out there in the listening audience, particularly if you're in Florida, or if you want to head down to Tampa on October 6th, and then Miami on October 12th. And we have the links, and they're also up at nourishinghope.com. All of the links are available in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com, including direct links to the Tampa event and the Miami event, so you can learn more how to attend those events. And also, I published, with Julie's permission, a food pyramid that she made, which is very nice. And it looks like it's not been sponsored by the USDA or anybody that lobbied the USDA. It's a little different than people are used to seeing.
This is true. I think I'd have a lot more money in my bank account if I aligned with that. yes. No, this is real food. And everything on this food pyramid is a healthy food to eat. Now, some people might not, I created a hierarchy. So at the bottom are vegetables and protein and animal foods, but good quality, grass-fed animal foods that are going to give children the protein they need for the building blocks, the vitamins and minerals they need to have their body functioning. And then there's grains, but the grains are at the top of the pyramid for people. Some people don't digest them well. So what I did was I took, since I work with about a dozen different diets, I looked at What do all the kids have in common? We need the most easy-to-digest foods given weak digestion. We need the ones that are going to absorb and provide the most nutrients because they have the most nutrient deficiencies. So let's eat the most of those. So that's why those are at the bottom. We've got good fats near the bottom. We got to get those good fats for the brain. And then people can choose some of the other ones, whether their body, you know, do they tolerate dairy? Do they want to do certain forms, or do we need to avoid that? Do they want to do certain gluten-free grains, or do they need to avoid that? So it's a way that an individual can see what does good nutrition look like for the whole family, and then how might I choose the most nourishing foods for an individual.
Yeah, well, it's practical. It's practical, and of course, when we talk about, you mentioned fats, there's still such a fear of fat, a fat phobia, yes, in our culture, and if you go to a traditional registered dietitian, whatever they want to call themselves now, they typically are against fat. And they'll look at low fat and no fat, and that means chemical you-know-what storm we want to avoid. So bringing those fats in, I've yet to meet the child so impacted, whether it be autism, whether it be ADHD, that is not somewhat fat deficient, particularly the essential fats. Also, we look to detox heavy metals, and food can be a critical part of that because there are choices that you can make that can reduce and eliminate or at least help that along the way. And, of course, the refined carbohydrates, the grains, not often digested well because they've been hybridized, they're genetically modified. And so if you do grains or find that you do well, you got to move back to the things that have been grown for perhaps thousands of years that we can handle and tolerate. NourishingHope.com.
Exactly.
Julie Matthews, coming to you in Tampa and Miami. We've got the links up. Julie, it's always great to connect with you, and I look forward to hearing that you got a sellout crowd down there.
Thank you so much. It was really great to speak with you, and I look forward to meeting some Floridians.
Absolutely. Check it out, nourishinghope.com. We've got some more to do, Super Don. We got some stories. I don't like to talk hyphenated Americans, but those of you with Mexican descent, we've got a story for you after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Any Fiesta music? Nothing? Now, yeah.
Hey!
We got a... The mood has just gotten lighter.
Arriba, arriba!
Not into hyphenated Americans, but let's just say, if you're an American of Mexican descent, Hispanic descent, this story is for you. My love goes out to you, Sherazad, and your family. But here, and I know you're not going down the road I'm about to say, but there's a study that just came out that many Mexican American children are headed for diabetes. What? Okay, enough with the festive. That's not best now. That's not happy anymore. It's like I'm. You
Nathan,
got this picture.
Nathan's just in the. He's in the mood.
He's
man.
In the mood. He's, I can tell. Yeah. He's in the mood. Now there's data on Mexican American children, according to the United Press International or United Propaganda International (UPI), yes. That they're on the fast track for diabetes. Now this would be something that you'd think some would protest. Oh well, you're going to put Mexicans on the fast track to what? Citizenship? No,
diabetes?
They're on the fast track
no.
to diabetes. This is problematic because I'm looking at, if you look at folks that are of Mexican descent, if you look at the way that they eat in Mexico, it tends not to precipitate diabetes to the degree that we're seeing here in America. So the question always comes back, well, what's changed? What's different? Are they still cooking the food that they grew up with? A lot of them, in fact, are. But the question I have to you, and if you came from Mexico and you're here in America, can you get the same quality of ingredients that you had when you were growing up south of the border?
No.
That's the question, because my argument, Superdon, you know where I'm going with this. It's just like I've talked about the Asian paradox. How is it that they live long, they're healthier, they got beautiful skin, they come to America, they eat the fast food, they eat the regular American diet, and then their skin looks horrible, their intestines start to distend. And they have hormonal issues, particularly the females.
Well, every time I've seen an article like this, and they like to break people up into groups, you know, the Mexican Americans, the African Americans, right. You know, they have all these different issues other than the Caucasian Americans.
Right.
And what they always seem to go to here is the fact that they're minorities, mm-hmm. low income,
yeah.
and then that is related to the health problems that they're in, or it's access to good health care because they are minorities and have low income.
Well, you know, I would argue that let's say if they're too poor to afford the medical care in America, which, again, outside of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, you've heard me say, I'm going to keep saying that, that's okay. But outside of that, you're safer without good health insurance. I go, that's not a popular thing to say, especially in light of, it's Obamacare Day! But the reality is here, they're saying that they found a striking proportion of Mexican-American kids, again, I apologize for the hyphenation, best way to just describe it,
yeah,
Mexican descent, warning signs of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, high belly fat, high levels of blood sugar, elevated blood pressure, and high insulin levels. Now, the question is, of course, if they're getting dairy products in America, you can bet that they're all, what, RBGH infested?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
antibiotic residues? Oh, pasteurized, and what, low fat. They've removed.
And how about
the good
high
fat.
Fructose corn syrup and everything, right?
Well, added in a lot of things if they're doing the yogurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the
right.
thing is, the dairy products are not going to be the same, especially if, right. you know, if they lived in rural areas and got their, you know, goat's milk, cow's milk, things like that. So questions to you. You might have an answer for this that I don't know from the cultural right. perspective. Why the high incidence of, let's say, diabetes in these kids coming from yeah. Folks of Mexican descent? Let's just say it that way.
Right.
I'm asking because I don't think it's because it was published in the Human Genetics Journal because they're trying to say, oh, it's genetics. It's like nonsense. It's
yeah,
diet.
Of course it's genetics. Everything's genetic. But I got to tell you, when we were talking about this a little bit last night,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've met a lot of people with Mexican heritage that have been
yep.
friends of my families, some of the nicest people, you know, the best friends that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, you look at when they go into the kitchen to make dinner. And they are using it's all fresh ingredients. And they're making these fantastic meals and they're eating great. I mean, it's fresh vegetables and, you know, meat from the butcher and things of that nature. But, you know.
It begs the question, Superdog.
The
quality of those ingredients, is it the same? What do you think? If you are of Mexican descent, maybe you've lived there and have come to America, if you listen to the show, my Spanish really sucks, so I apologize in advance. But you can let me know, because there's another paradox we're going to get into after the break. Higher rates of advanced cancers diagnosed, longer survival than non-Hispanic whites, the story. And you got Captain Kangaroo, or looks like Captain Kangaroo on the cover of this one. So we're going to, that's a paradox in itself. Was Captain Kangaroo from Mexico? I don't know. Well, let me know. We are, you are, we are. We're all having fun on the Robert Scadbell Show today. We're going to do more next hour on vaccines as well with Sally Alcordi. In the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scadbell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.